Lisa Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The office would not be what it is today without the cubicle, another Michigan-made invention.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
The American office used to be rows of desks in a huge room with zero privacy. All of that changed when the Michigan-based company Herman Miller unintentionally introduced the cubicle. Mark Sherman of Herman Miller explains the technology's history, which began when the company's founder met inventor Robert Probst.
He had an unexpected conversation with Probst that turned into a long conversation, and he was really intrigued by this guy's brilliant sort of inventive mind. So ultimately, we set him up as the hired consultant to lead a new research and development program within Herman Miller. Out of that, one of the first challenges that he began to look at was designing his own office. He began to envision an ideal sort of knowledge-driven workplace that would provide and encourage communication and collaboration. Then in 68, we introduced Action Office 2, as it was dubbed at the time, and that is what many people think of today as the cube. But here's the key point. Probst never intended for it to be applied as a cube.
He didn't. Well, then exactly what was the technology of the Action Office?
Sure. So it was a set of components, a monolithic panel, meaning that sort of standing panel that we're all familiar with the associated hardware that will allow you to connect those panels to create what he envisioned and what was the original intent is very organic shapes. Think more like half honeycombs. Or even two-sided workstations that gave some sense of definition for the individual, but did not wall you off. And in fact, I had occasion to talk to Probst a number of times before his passing. And one of the things that he really would bristle at was being called the father of the cubicle, because as I said, that was never his intent.
Interesting. But the technology, the ideas, and the reinventing the American office from that bullpen began with Herman Miller designers.
Very true.
Thank you so much, Mark Sherman of Herman Miller. It was great talking with you and getting a really interesting history lesson.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.